This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, the New York Times reported that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is concerned about troop strength. He fears the U.S. military has become overextended. Top brass at the Pentagon are now considering moving personnel out of office jobs into combat units. That's fine and good, but satirist Bruce Kluger and David Slavin believe there will have to be a new type of recruitment commercial to fill the vacancies left behind.
Wednesday morning, 0600. We're camped out at the park and ride in Greenbelt, Maryland, hoping to catch a train to the Pentagon. Every dawn brings a new challenge out here. But when we get to work, that's when the real adventure begins.
You're up before the morning sun, and by 9 a.m., you've done more than most people do in a whole day. You've sharpened pencils, pushed paper, put dozens of people on hold, and you've done it all from the confines of a 4x4 pale green cubicle. You're in the United States Armed Forces Office Corps, and you've got a lot of grunt work to do. The armed forces are looking for a few good men and women who have what it takes to keep our military churning out endless paperwork and inter-office memos. Get ready for the most intense and rewarding job of your life. You'll know what it means to staple for your country, then reload without missing a page. You'll make copies of sensitive documents, and if you've got the right stuff, you'll even collate. You'll send faxes to other offices, from the Siberian tundra to the deserts of Bahrain, sometimes without a cover sheet. You'll learn to operate the Pentagon's most high-tech, state-of-the-art equipment, from the A-130 stealth mouse pad to the Bradley rolling office chair. The United States Armed Forces Office Corps. It's not just a job. Well, yeah, it's just a job.
Satire from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin.